You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. It's been a week with shock and surprises since we had that conjunction of Mercury in Uranus. And this week we are going to have more surprises because on Sunday the 23rd, we're going to have the Sun conjunct Uranus. So with Uranus, you just don't know what to expect. It's like expect the unexpected. I'm sure this week you've had some, it's been an interesting week for us all. We've had different, heard different things, communication issues, maybe gone a bit haywire, or someone's told you something that you didn't expect would happen. So this week will be a similar thing where there's going to be some shocks, some surprises. And I always say expect the unexpected with Uranus because you just don't know what you're going to get. What you think can happen might not even happen. Something else may happen instead. Today on the 22nd, we've got Venus in square to Neptune. And I feel like with that transit, it's like people wanting to put on the rose-colored glasses and see things through, you know, everything nice and positive, but they're sort of not facing a reality. Also with that transit, it could mean that someone's trying to pull the wool over your eyes and you're unable to see that. On the 23rd as well, we've got Mercury is going to be in sextile to Saturn. So with that transit, I do feel like it's a positive transit, and I feel like it's a way that you can talk your way out of a problem, be quite resilient, think quickly. If something comes up, being able to sort of think on your feet and to get through the issue with no problem. On the 25th, we've got the Sun that's going to be in sextile to Neptune. So I really feel like people are with that transit are sort of widening their eyesight, sort of seeing more of a reality what's going on. On the 26th, we've got Mars in square to Pluto. Now, that can be a bit of an angry transit. I always feel like Mars and Pluto together make a sort of an angry energy, and it's a square, so the energy is working against each other. So I sort of feel like maybe be careful of driving on the roads. I feel like just take your time with things, seeing what's going to happen. It's going to be a very interesting week, as I said. And then on the 27th, we've got the Sun that's going to be in tri to Pluto. So it could be this week that something doesn't end and something comes like a new beginning, but it would be a positive beginning because that the Sun tri Pluto is more of a positive aspect too. So it is going to be, I just feel like it's going to be like a lot of changes. I feel like that people are going to want to look at the world through rose-colored glasses this week. We might see like it's a sort of new beginning. The energy may feel like that. It even could be a sense of like some sort of new technology coming in or being announced. And I feel like it's also this week is about taking control of your life. So I feel like you've got a chance to sort of can take control of things too, which you feel like is being out of control as well. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Ellen who's in Orlando, Canada. In Canada. So hi, Ellen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How's yourself?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I got asked if I wanted a free reading, so that's why I'm here.
Yep. So what do you want the free reading to be about? What are you what do you want to know?
So I am looking to do I'm kind of how do I explain it? My job, one of my jobs, I have two jobs, and I'm just wondering, I'm supposed to be doing like a switch, if that's going to actually happen or not.
Which, like, go to the new job within, like, so promotion within the company, is that what you mean? Or you're just getting a new job, it was just a new job? Okay. So what I see for you, Ellen, I do see things changing up for you, and I feel like that I kind of feel like the application that you put in, it needs to be, so some changes need to be made to it. I feel like there's some things that need to be taken out. I also feel like that I feel like there's going to be from two jobs, there's one job. So I feel like that you'll be going into more just having one job, not two jobs. So I do see that change coming in for you too. And I feel like that it's like you're knocking on the door, but there's no one there at the moment. But I thought the changes that you're going, there's a two with this. So it would be 2 months or 2 weeks. There's a two of when these changes are going to come in to effect as well for you. But I just feel like there's going to be some changes made to the application that you're going to put in for the job. I feel like there's just too much, that you've got too much there. So I feel like it maybe needs to be simplified as well. Are you there, Ellen? Okay. So what I also feel like with Ellen too, I just feel like that with her energy, I feel like she needs to be, I feel like there's problems with communication with you as well, Ellen too. So I feel like that also can be sort of either tough or it's confusing, but I feel like you need to be very firm in what you're saying to people where you work with as well, because I feel like sometimes you get dismissed and aren't. Okay. You there, Ellen?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Did you listen? So did you hear what I was saying?
It was a lost connection, and you were saying about 2 weeks or 2 months or something.
Yeah. So I feel like it was either going to be in 2 weeks or 2 months for the job, but I kind of feel like the two jobs will be more one job. So I feel like you weren't going to be doing the two jobs anymore. It was just going to be one job that you're going to do. But I was also getting the application that you're putting in. I thought there's going to be changes made to the application that you're putting in, like things need to be taken out, not to I feel like there's a lot of elaborating on things that don't need to be there as well.
Okay. So my one current job that I actually really like, is that the one I'm going to be with?
Look, I feel like it's the one that has more money, and it's like more money. It's more flexible, and I feel like you won't need the other one. So I feel like that's the one that I'm getting that's going to be there. There's one job that you do, I feel like it's okay. Like a waste of time. I feel like it's like you're going around and around in circles, and I feel like someone about the communication that people are, it's like you're being a little bit dismissed. So I feel like the communication is very firm and strong in what you're saying to people. I feel like it's the one with the less money. And it's like you're chasing your tail with that one. It's like you're going around in circles a bit with that one too.
Okay. Okay. That's great. And then I also had one more question, if that's okay.
Yes.
So I'm looking to wanting to do a trip to New York, and my husband, I'm not sure if he's actually on the ball for it. I'm just curious if that actually is going to happen or not.
I'm just hearing someone say they don't want to go. So I feel like maybe your husband was one of you not keen on going. But I see snowing. So I feel like you'll be going in the winter for this, because I kind of see snow. So I feel like if you're going, it's going to be more the winter months when you're going to go to there.
Really?
Well, I see snow.
Yeah. Okay. So okay, because we were looking to go in July sometime, like for the 4th of July. That's what I wanted to do. We have done winter trips on going like hot vacations, but if that's kind of what you mean.
Well, I just feel like there's going to be a delay because I don't know, it might be like a safety thing, but I just feel like there's some kind of delay there. But I just keep on seeing, like I see New York City, but I keep on seeing snow. So to me, it was more of a winter going when it's snowing than, so like winter to me, than summer. But I do see you going. But I feel there's a hold up though, because I keep on seeing someone holding back. It's like they're holding back the rope, but they're holding back. So I feel like that there could be someone, kind of like your husband. I just feel like he's delaying, and there's excuses there as well, too.
Yeah, I thought that might be true. Okay, I was just checking.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty well. I really wanted to know more about my job, though. So I wanted to be sure.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. I kind of kept the, yeah, I like this one job. I don't see you out of job. I see you'll be, I just feel like you'll be happier with one job, too. Because you better do what you want to do more outside of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think like little projects that you
want. One job, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, see you go. I just feel like a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of different projects and the different things you want to do. But at the moment, like, you've got no free time to do them. I feel like it's around the home. And I feel like with the one job, you're going to be able to, I see like I want to paint the house. So you might be looking at painting the, your house, redecorating. I kind of feel like there's some projects we've done around the house, but at the moment there's no time to do them too.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. Thank you. That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
It's okay. So if you want to, I do also do live readings on my Facebook and my YouTube on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. That is my time in Sydney as well. If you want to contact me, I do have a booking system from my website, Lady D Psychic Parties. I also have a Facebook page of also Lady D Psychic Parties. And I have Instagram, which is Lady D Psychic. My YouTube is Lady D Psychic, as well as my TikTok. And as I said, this week is going to be full of surprises. Expect the unexpected. See what happens. What you think may happen may not happen. And it's going to be an interesting week, I think, ahead of new beginnings and different cycles. So let's just see what happens. But I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.